Most studio owners decide to open their fitness and wellness businesses because they want to help people and add more meaning into their lives. Their heart is in the right place, they're great people, but scaling a profitable business that feels incredible to own and run is trickier than ever before. So where they get stuck is no one's ever shown them how to run a wildly successful business without the overwhelm and the chaos. Plus, they're doing it all alone. Until now. Welcome to the Geronimo Unfiltered podcast for ambitious boutique studio owners who are allergic to average and know they're capable of more. They're just missing the how. I'm Dozer, your host, CEO and founder of the Geronimo Academy, and together with my crew and my community of owners and managers who are the doers and the implementers, we are on a mission to pioneer a better way to own and operate a health and fitness business while building a life you love, not hate. So if you're ready to push the boundaries, level up your money, meaning and impact, and stop doing it alone, then you're in the right place. This is going to be raw and unfiltered, zero bullshit. So take a deep breath, strap yourselves in, and let's get fucking started. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Geronimo Unfiltered podcast. Now, on today's episode, I'm going to turn you guys into a top-selling studio. Right, a top-selling studio. If I look at all our elite studios, the guys that are doing, you know, 40% plus sales conversion rates off paid leads and 80s on organic stuff, they do things differently than everyone else who seems to be too busy to call the leads, okay? Same markets, same concepts. It's not the market that matters. It's not the concept that matters. It's how they structure their day. So in this episode, stay till the end. This is going to be like a double espresso episode. It's not going to be a long one, but you probably want to re-listen to this a couple of times just to really nail it down. So the headline is, if you want to become the top 2% of fitness studios or health and fitness studios, you can't waste time like the average studios do, okay? The highest earning studios, or businesses rather, in any industry, so it's not just in gyms, focus close to 100% of their time on money-making activities. Right? Return on capital. And capital is, you know, how you're investing your money, how you're investing your time, and how you're investing your attention. Return on capital. And that's our job as the CEOs, as the leaders of these businesses. They're not wasting their time running errands. They're not folding their merch, getting lost in membership software, grabbing the toilet paper from across the road. You know, low value, low leverage activity. There are people to be saved. There's a community to work with to improve their health and fitness out there, which is an epidemic. Like, it's a problem. It's not like you've saved every single person in your area and now that you've got some spare time, you can fold some merch, right? If you want to earn 2X, 3X, 5X more than you're earning right now, you have to change your daily routines and get proper sales training, okay? So what I'm going to ask you to do is I want you to set a target, time block, and task batch. Now, I'm going to explain that right now. So there are four main components that are going to move the money needle for you. So this is how, when I go through how I want you to structure your day, I want you to think about your current calendar, how you're currently spending your time, and compare it to what I'm about to tell you right now, and look for the shifts. Look for the shifts, okay? So the first thing is you're going to call your fresh leads within 5 minutes, where appropriate. Not at 10 o'clock at night, but where appropriate, call your fresh leads within 5 minutes. If they don't pick up the first time, here's a little gift for you. Do the double tap, right? Call them. If they don't pick up, call them right back. You will be astounded how many times that increases your pickups by almost another 50%+. Once you've done all that, right, and you've made sure you tick the box of calling all your fresh leads within 5 minutes, the second thing I want you to focus on is spending your 5 minutes confirming all your sales bookings for that day. So at the morning, at 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning when you start work, I want you to spend 5 minutes confirming all your bookings for that day, right? And never miss a booking. There are so many times that we'll do a one-on-one with a studio who's not quite in their sales conversion rate. And then we have a quick look through their Wingman CRM and there's appointments that they've missed where people have replied and going, 3 o'clock's great, my time. I'll wait for you to call. And we look at it in their notes and they haven't made the call. So never miss a booking. There is nothing better, particularly if you need to make more sales, than turning up on a Monday morning, seeing that you've got 6 appointments that day that have all been confirmed. And then when you call them at that time, you hear, hello, you know, like if you've set the appointment, if they've accepted and when you call them, they pick up, that is a sale. So the third thing is I want you to do all your follow-ups and I want you to do your call drives, your intentional call drives. When you sat down, you've cleared yourself of any of the other distractions and you are about to call 50 people for their follow-up or whatever. I want you to do your follow-ups at the time when people are most likely to pick up, not when it's convenient for you. Now, I know sometimes that's hard because you might have kids and, you know, life's busy and all that kind of stuff, but like this is what's going to get you out of that hole is calling when people are most likely to pick up, not after you finished your workout and you've had your protein shake. This is one of the single most effective things that we give people in terms of a tweak that completely changes their sales conversion rates and how much money they're making at a personal level, okay? So the best call times that we've found, and you're going to have to localize this to not only your region, but your avatar as well, is that the first one is at 8 to 10 a.m. Then there's the kind of after work, generally that sort of 4 to 6 p.m. And then there's kind of 11 to 1. They're your hot times. Like I said, depending on avatars, if you're going after mums, for mums, there might be nap time, so you might need to play with that. But the concept there is you call when people are most likely to pick up, not when it's convenient for you. And then the fourth thing, the fourth major component that will move the money needle for you, we've talked about calling the fresh leads within 5 minutes. We've talked about spending 5 minutes confirming all your sales bookings for that day, never missing a booking. And the third thing is doing your follow-ups when people are most likely to pick up, not when it's most convenient for you. The fourth thing is ask 3 members for a referral each day. Do 3 asks each day. That's 15 asks a week. Even if 1 or 2 of them turn into referrals that actually transact with you, that's 2 a week, 52 weeks a year. That's an extra 100 members in your studio that cost you nothing except for maybe a referral bonus if that's what you're going to run at your studio. And who do you focus on? Choose the ones that are winning and the ones that love you. And the ones that want to rave all about you, just make it personal and direct. You know, the automated stuff is kind of wearing out on people because we get automated messages from our doctor, our hairdresser. Obviously, I don't get the hairdresser ones, but the doctor, the dentist, you know, the school, like there's automated messages everywhere. You can kind of pick it from a mile away. You know, we've got a studio that we work with. It's got 900 members, 5 people that are generally kind of like full timers. And for those 5 people are asking 1 or 2 people a day of those 100 members, like there might be 10 people getting asked. So they might be getting 5, 6, 7 referrals a week. You know, 5 referrals a week times 50, I'm not good at live maths, but that's a lot. Just by asking the people that love you and want to actually help you and help a friend or a loved one of theirs. Okay, so they're the 4 major components. They're the 4 major components that will move the money needle for you. So, you know, what this isn't is just getting busy doing stuff that doesn't matter. It might seem urgent for you, but it's not actually that important when it comes to moving the money needle for you, which is going to probably change everything. Like where you are right now to where you want to be dream business wise, dream income wise, so you can do whatever you want, whenever you want, and whoever you want, that kind of dream business. The gap is probably, you know, there's a large portion that's probably a sales gap, right? Which is a money gap. And that money's going to allow you to hire the next person, move into a bigger space, upgrade your equipment, invest in high quality trainers, but maybe be able to pay your trainers a lot more so they're not going to get poached by the local ski erg down the road, okay? So that's the kind of like what to focus on. Now, in terms of how we do this, well, again, I'm going to come back to you set a target for the day or set a target for the week. That's the first thing. The amount of studios, before they come and meet us and I ask them, what's your sales target for the week? And they can't fucking tell me. It's like, well, what you focus on expands. So if you're not sitting around thinking, I need to hit my 10 this week in order to win the week, which means if I win more weeks than not, then I'm going to win the month. And if I win more months than not, then I'm going to win the quarter. And there's only 4 quarters. So if I win 3 out of 4 quarters, I'm going to win the whole fucking game. So first thing is set a target. What you focus on expands, set a target. Time block when you're going to do the work that's going to move you towards that target. So blocking your calendar when you're going to do these money-making tasks. When are you going to do it? Blocking your call drives, right? Block in the 5 minutes every morning where you're going to confirm your appointments. And here's a tip for you from Magic Mike, who's a coach in our academy, who's sold more studio memberships than anyone else I know. Spend 15 minutes on a Sunday setting up a massive Monday. So a separation Sunday into a massive Monday. There's a reason why in the Wolfpack, like we used to love Mondays because that was like the money would fall from the ceiling because my entire like sales team, and I had a sales team across 3 different countries that were doing sales on behalf of other studios. They would walk in on a Monday and they had, Magic had taught them how to do the separation Sunday, the 15 minutes to set up all your appointments the next day. Everyone would walk into 7, 8, 9 appointments that day. I wasn't allowed to talk to them. We had our team meetings on Tuesdays because I wanted to stay out of their way on Mondays because they were just hitting the phone, ringing the bell all day long. Okay, so this has got the same 24 hours you guys do. We've all got the same amount of time. It's just what we do with that time. Okay, so time blocking your calendar when you're going to do these money-making tasks, when you're going to do your call drives on the hot times, when you're going to do the separation Sunday, when you're going to do the appointment confirmations. I want to see that in the diary so that if I meet you on the street or at your gym and they go, show me your calendar, you can actually show me. That's the first test. The second thing is task batching, right? We want to group similar tasks in the same slot so you're not task switching. We lose a lot of time when we task switch. If we go from like deep work to small tactical stuff and back down to deep work, we actually lose time in that turbulence when we move through different altitudes. For instance, your follow-ups and your lead nurtures would happen in the same batch because you've just called them and now I'm going to just quickly text them and say, hey, man, I just gave you a buzz. I'll try again tomorrow. What time works for you? Like that all happens in the same batch as opposed to doing your follow-ups at the same time as you're trying to write the next ad copy to get more of your ideal members because they're different energy systems. So that's the target. Give yourself a target. And if you don't have one, I'll give you one. Make a sale a day. If you're making 30 sales a month or 27 sales a month or 25 sales a month, however many days your months are, most problems go away with making a sale a day. So I'll give you a target if you don't already have one. That's the first one. Second one is block it in your calendar when you're going to do these money-making tasks so that if myself or Soph or Benny bump into you on the street, we can say, show me your calendar and you can show us the money-making activities. Even better, I love it when people show me their calendar and you can see they've color-coded it and they've got like a dollar sign next to whatever it is. So they really make it so like crucial. And the meaning of that time, it's going to be so hard to just brush that time away if it says, take my family on holidays, you know, the first holiday in 3 years. You know, you're going to really move that time because you want to fold some merch or you want to distract yourself with some low value tasks that you just need to let go of. And we've done episodes on this, right? How to hire a VA. Like we've done lots of episodes on that. You'll find it in the catalog or in the show notes. We'll put some additional show notes in there as well. So we've got a target. With time blocked, now you've batched the tasks together so you don't lose time in task switching. Okay? My challenge to you is take those 4 major components that I mentioned, calling the fresh leads within 5 minutes, spending 5 minutes a day confirming your appointments, do your follow-ups at the right times, and asking 3 members for a referral each day. Do those 4 things in the way that I've suggested, setting a target, time block, and batching your tasks. Take the 30-day highest sales converter challenge. Do this every day for 30 days and then send me a message on Instagram at hey.dozer and let me know how it went for you. And anyone that does do this, I will throw in a free custom roadmap for you, which is normally worth $2,500 for the one session and the roadmap, plus the IP, plus all the playbooks that you're going to need to execute that roadmap. And I don't care if I give 30 of those away. If that means that you guys are actually doing this and you've made extra sales and we're solving your sales problems, without even working together, I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. So that is that. I told you this would be a double shot of coffee for you because I want you to go back and listen to that again. But really, I want you to become one of the top 2% of fitness and health studios that we work with that are elite sales converters, right? And the only difference is that they've changed the structure of their day on what they focus on because what we focus on expands and this is going to be a game changer for you, life changers. With that being said, if someone else needs to hear this episode, if you've got someone else in your network or you've got your business partner or if you've got your salesperson or if you've got your manager that needs to hear this episode, do me a favor, share it with them so you can help them out as well. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into today's episode. If something resonated with you, then do one of 2 things. Either leave a review or send this episode to a mate who's in the industry who might need to hear this. But if you want more right now, because your head might be spinning and you're like, all right, those, that, what the hell do I do right now? Then in the show notes, you'll find a link to where you can book in for a free 15-minute checkup on your studio, where we get to have a look at how you're going right now and where some of the kind of quick win opportunities are to get you moving faster. I can't wait to be back in your ears next week. And if you're listening to this right now, I want you to know that I love you, I appreciate you, I'm grateful for you, and I'm in your corner. You are on the right track, and I believe in you. So keep going, and I'll see you next week.